The Houthi rebellion unexpectedly rekindles global inflation fears. We must confess, this phrase was not on our bingo card for 2024. Is this a bump in the road? And will it have any lasting impact on the markets? Let's examine the specific repercussions of the Houthi attacks, which may explain the broader implications for the economy and monetary policy. I'm Ashish Uttarad, Assistant Vice President of Investment Strategy at IG Wealth Management. Join us each week as my colleagues and I discuss the trends dominating the investment landscape. It's the week of January 15th, 2024. Listen on as we navigate the living market. The Red Sea is a crucial artery for around 15% of global maritime trade, and the Suez Canal is a key passage for commodities, particularly oil, moving between the Gulf and the Mediterranean as well as to Asia. Since the attacks on commercial and navigational ships, more than 2,000 vessels have detoured thousands of miles to circumnavigate the Red Sea, leading to significant shipping delays. In the near term, speculation is driving upward pressure on oil prices, which, coupled with supply chain disruptions, could have significant short-term impacts. Like the Ukraine-Russia conflict onset in 2022, we are observing similar trends to the current situation. There's a rise in oil and commodity prices and energy stocks due to the conflict premium. We expect a similar trend today, which can affect the Canadian and U.S. foreign exchange rate, putting upward pressure on the Canadian dollar. The second short-term impact is on supply chains. Globally, we have recovered from the supply chain mess caused by COVID lockdowns and disruptions to factories and shipping. Now we face another headwind with the Houthis attacks, which have forced shipping companies to divert their fleet, taking longer and more expensive routes. The longer journey around Africa adds approximately 7 to 17 days to shipping times and increases the need for more fuel and crew hours. For example, freight costs for a 40-foot container from Asia to Europe have soared. Since October, which happened to be the lowest shipping rates for the last 12 months, we saw rates rise from $1,300 US to $4,400 US for ships leaving Shanghai destined for Rotterdam, a 340% increase. This disruption to shipping lanes and oil prices is expected to exert mild inflationary pressures as the costs come up. This is a double-edged sword for the economy. Historically, oil price increases have resulted in slower economic growth, acting as a de facto tax on consumers and contributing to recessionary pressures. The prospect of higher inflation may make the Federal Reserve reluctant to implement aggressive rate cuts. So far, the equity and bond markets have not seen significant volatility from these new developments and is still pricing rate cuts for 2024, perhaps on an extended timeline. Although we have not reached a critical level, it is a development that we continue to follow closely. I am Ashish Uttarad, and this has been The Living Market. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please take a moment to rate it and share it with colleagues and friends. It will help other like-minded individuals find us. Thanks for listening.
The content of this podcast, including facts, views, opinions, and recommendations, is not to be used or construed as investment advice and is not an offer or an invitation to buy or sell any security. The content of this podcast should not be relied upon for any purpose, and IG Wealth Management is not responsible for any reliance upon it. This podcast includes forward-looking information that reflects our current expectations or forecasts of future events. Forward-looking information is subject to risks, uncertainties, and assumptions that could cause actual results to differ materially from expressed herein. Our views are subject to change based on market conditions. Commissions, fees, and expenses may be associated with mutual fund investments. Read the prospectus before investing. Mutual funds are not guaranteed, values change frequently, and past performance may not be repeated.